Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 30th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Our April 1st paychecks have been loaded into the pay information section of United's Flying Together website. As you review your April 1st advance amount, consider how our new rates of pay will be reflected in our April pay. Our contract ratification ballot count date was February 28, 2012. On this date, the March 2012 schedules had already been built and awarded. Therefore, there would not have been sufficient time to allow for a 71-hour minimum for the March schedules that were being constructed during the ongoing vote. Consequently, with the outcome of the TA ratification unknown at that point, the March schedules were constructed based on a 65-hour minimum. Our April 1st paycheck is an advance on the March flying. The April 1st advance for those with the 65-hour minimum is 70% of 65 hours, not 71 hours. However, the advance is based on the higher 10% increase rates of pay, which became effective for all flying on March 1st, 2012. Based on our published implementation schedule, the 71-hour minimum will become effective in April, and the May 1st advance on April flying for those with a 71-hour minimum should be 70% of the 71 hours, also at the higher rate of pay. Today, the Master Executive Council presidents from United Continental, which is CAL, and Continental Micronesia, CMI, published a letter pledging to continue to work together and support each other's goals so that we can achieve our common goal of a joint agreement for all the flight attendants at the new United Airlines. The letter, available on our website, affirms that concluding all Section 6 negotiations quickly and entering into joint contract negotiations is our number one priority. The timeline for our participation in joint negotiations is contained in Section 35 of our new agreement. Both CAL and CMI are also engaged in initial preparations, including selection of their participants on the Joint Negotiating Committee. In the period between now and the actual start of joint negotiations, they are seeking incremental improvements to their current collective bargaining agreements. We support their efforts and wish them well in that endeavor. The crossover program bidding closed today, March 30, 2012, at 0800 Central Time. Initial awards are published on our website. The 10-day rescind period begins immediately after the initial awards posting and ends at noon Central Time on April 10, 2012. During the 10-day rescind period, send an email to crossover@united.com to opt out. Keep a copy of the email you sent for your records. Transition to Continental will be irrevocable if the individual decision to rescind is not exercised within the 10-day period following the award. See Letter of Agreement for additional stipulations. Final awards for the crossover program will be published shortly after noon on April 10, 2012, Central Time. Once the awards are finalized, you will be assigned training in seniority order, starting with the earliest classes scheduled first. You will be contacted by phone regarding all training details and will be emailed the training information as well. You will be contacted no later than mid-April. The Voluntary Furlough Call Center will be taking calls regarding the crossover program. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 0800 through 1700 Central Time. Email questions to crossover@united.com. We strongly encourage those who have a bid for the crossover program to ensure they have a full understanding of their decision. Immediately following the ratification of our new contract, effective with the March schedule, we saw the implementation of many initial improvements with our new agreement. Of course, the most dramatic and long overdue increase was to our compensation. Effective with the March schedule month, our pay was increased by 10%, and we received a $5,000 signing bonus. For reserves, this included an increase in days off to 12 and to the reserve minimum guarantee from 75 to 78 hours. Our contractual sick leave accrual, Section 19A1, maximum, was increased from 950 to 1,000 hours, along with the additional 1 hour and 30 minutes additional accrual per calendar quarter. More on that below. On Tuesday, we reported on some of the anticipated improvements associated with our new contract that will be implemented in the April schedule month. Lineholder minimum, Section 5A12, will increase from 65 to 71 hours. Check-in time for 757 aircraft is increased from 1 hour to 1 hour 15. Lineholder domestic reassignment limitations, Section 8J1, will be reduced from 24 to 22 hours, along with the requirement for flight attendants to be informed of any reassignment prior to exercising the decline process, Section 8J1A. April also brings about the new operational reliability provision, Section 7J2, that provides for compensation, 5 hours of incentive pay at your hourly rate, when requested to waive the minimum contractual legal rest to FAR minimum rest of 8 hours on domestic layovers, provided the 10-hour rest, deferred rest, is scheduled within 24 hours. Confirmation from scheduling regarding open flying requests will increase from 4 to 6 hours, and notification to onboard service of your inability to take your assigned ID, Section 9N2, will increase from 6 to 8 hours. The implementation of sick leave accrual became effective March 2012. Flight attendants will be credited 4 hours of sick leave credit each month, earning an additional 1 hour and 30 minutes hours accrual per calendar quarter when the flight attendant works more than 234 hours in a calendar quarter. A flight attendant shall be allowed to accrue up to a maximum of 1,000 hours. Designated calendar quarters are the bid months of January through March, April through June, July through September, and October through December. This week, our flying partners from Hong Kong, Heathrow, Narita, Frankfurt, Denver, Chicago, Seattle, Honolulu, Las Vegas, DCA, San Francisco, and Boston successfully completed 4 days of benefits training. AFA representatives reviewed the contractual and legal procedures of insurance, retirement, and occupational benefits to manage issues at the local level. The MEC Benefits Committee conducted the training with the assistance of attorneys who specialize in workers' comp benefits under Illinois laws. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us, and we should thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all members. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and as we move forward, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.